This is New England Public Radio. From the very start of World War II, there was a shortage of nurses overseas and at home. Congress created the United States Cadet Nurse Corps in 1943 to quickly train more than 100,000 new nurses. Those who know about the Corps praise it, but others have been lobbying for more formal recognition for decades. This month, the U.S. House took a step in that direction. New England Public Radio's Jill Kaufman reports.
During the war, it would have been hard to miss the recruitment effort for the U.S. Cadet Nurse Corps. Signs were everywhere. Magazines and the papers had full-page ads featuring women, though encouraging anyone to enlist in the Corps, and Hollywood did its part. Reward Unlimited was produced by David O. Selznick, who made Gone with the Wind just a few years earlier. The 10-minute flick showed in movie houses around the country. Peggy, played by Dorothy McGuire in one of her first roles, says goodbye to her fiancé, who is about to leave for basic training. They have their first kiss.
I've been wanting to do that ever since March.
Well, for heaven's sake, what stopped you?
On her way home, Peggy falls, just as a kindly woman who happens to be a nurse is passing by and offers to bandage her up. And they start to talk about the country's desperate need for 100,000 nurses.
Well, where are they all going to come from?
From all over. Women like myself who've retired, going back into active nursing. But principally, they'll come from the United States Cadet Nurse Corps.
What's that?
The U.S. Cadet Nurse Corps was eventually 124,000 nurses strong. The nurses took an oath to provide good patient care and to serve the U.S. for the duration of the war. In return, they received a stipend and 2 years' tuition with housing at a college with a school of nursing. An amendment to the Federal Act explicitly stated the Corps would not discriminate based on race, so a few dozen Native Americans, a few thousand African Americans, and a few hundred Japanese Americans whose families were still living in internment camps were among the enlisted. Many cadet nurses made it their career after the war, including Emily Schacht, who is now 92 years old and lives in Waterford, Connecticut.
At the time, I didn't realize that it was such a real contribution. It was just something that we did. And, of course, during World War II, our lives were very different.
New York City, where Schacht grew up, had scheduled blackouts and a curfew. Her parents were air raid wardens, and toward the end of high school, where Schacht was an honor student in science, and she liked anatomy, physiology, chemistry.
A friend came to me. She was going to enlist in the Nurse Cadet Corps. They paid for our education, so I enrolled, and she didn't make it, and I did.
Schacht said she didn't really know there was a countrywide shortage, but in the hospital, it was obvious cadet nurses made a huge difference.
Without us, they wouldn't have been able to function. We didn't think about how hard it was or how much we were working. We just did it.
The training was rigorous and hands-on. For instance, if a patient after surgery developed an infection,
the nursing arts instructors would call everybody who had done a dressing on that patient. She would review how we did the dressing and have each one of us demonstrate to her that we knew how to do it.
That style of teaching had never happened before. The field of nursing evolved from there. And starting in the 1970s, some cadet nurses lobbied the government for full veteran benefits. For a variety of reasons, including cost and some say gender, the proposals didn't go anywhere. But any hesitation by lawmakers or the Defense Department also had something to do with what it means to be a military veteran.
You know, and they raise their right hand and promise to support and defend the Constitution of the United States. And they essentially give their lives to the nation.
Marilla Cushman at the Women in Military Service for America Memorial in Arlington, Virginia, says those in military are on duty 24/7. They move places when they're told to move. The nation owes them a great debt. That's not to say others shouldn't be eligible for benefits, and the cadet nurses did commit to work in federal settings, including military hospitals. They took an oath. They wore uniforms. Cushman and others have nothing but praise for what the nurses did.
So are they deserving of recognition? I can tell you certainly we have recognized and honored their service at the Women's Memorial.
During World War II, thousands of people worked in munitions factories and shipyards quite anonymously. Women did jobs that usually went to men. Almost anyone can conjure up an image of Rosie the Riveter, but not so much a United States cadet nurse.
40 years of teaching public health nursing, and I didn't know about the United States cadet nurses.
Barbara Paremba is not the only one. The retired nurse and educator at Salem State University first learned about the Corps in a 2018 newspaper article about a cadet nurse living outside of Boston. That got Paremba spearheading the most recent honorary veterans bills in Congress, endorsed by the American Association of Colleges of Nursing and the Veterans of Foreign Wars. The nurses wouldn't get health or financial benefits, but would get some burial privileges. This month, the proposal made it into the House version of the Defense Authorization Act, but not the Senate version, so there's still a lot of uncertainty. It's now or never, Paremba says. At this point, many who lived through World War II have died. In the last year, she met several nurses.
And they all said, Barbara, it was never about money. It's about us being recognized for what we did, and that is that they saved the country from the collapse of the health care system because of a lack of nurses.
80% of hospitals were staffed by cadet nurses during World War II and right after, as soldiers came home, people needed care, people started having babies. In Connecticut, it wasn't until about a year ago Emily Schacht understood she had been part of an enormous public health effort. While it's great the government might recognize the cadet nurses,
I didn't go into it to be recognized. I went into it because it was a field that interested me. My efforts were going to help people, and I felt good about that.
And federal funding for the Corps was about the need for the profession. Maybe, she says, with the nurse shortage now, the government should do it again.
When the lights go on again.
For New England Public Radio, I'm Jill Kaufman.
And the boys.